The coronavirus generates the lead story in three of today's papers. The Irish Independent leads with the line that Dublin Airport has been advised by the HSE to trigger infection control precautions in the event of a passenger travelling from China showing potential symptoms. The Independent also references the case of the man who is undergoing tests at the Royal Hospital in Belfast, which provides a lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. It's reported that the man travelled to Northern Ireland from the city of Wuhan, where the virus originated last weekend. Details from an interview carried on this programme yesterday with Irishman Ben Kavanagh, who is currently working as a teacher in Wuhan, provides a lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. Elsewhere on the front pages, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil manifestos will favour spending increases over tax cuts. That's the lead headline in the Irish Times, which reports that the two parties are expected to announce their manifestos for a five-year term in government later today. And that paper also flags an opinion piece by Stephen Collins on its front page today under the headline, Electoral Defeat Could Spell End for Varadkar or Martin. The Examiner leads with the inquest into the death of four-year-old Killian O'Driscoll, who died in hospital after he became acutely ill at the Kindercare childcare creche in Ballincollig in December 2018. Cork Coroner's Court heard yesterday that Killian had been diagnosed with autism and had communication difficulties, which the creche was aware of. His parents, John Paul and Deirdre O'Driscoll, are pictured on the front of today's paper. For its lead story, the Echo reports on videos which were posted by rival gangs in Cork City on social media this week, in which the men who have their faces covered and some of whom are carrying implements issue threats of violence. Another post on social media generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. The paper publishes a picture which 43-year-old Linda Mulhall posted of herself and her daughter Nikita yesterday. Linda Mulhall was released from the Doka Centre in Mountjoy 2 years ago, having served 13 years for the manslaughter of Farah Noor in 2005. Her sister Charlotte is currently serving a life sentence for his murder. Under the headline, €15 million fraud gang's Irish fixer, the Herald leads with the 4.5 year jail sentence given to 28-year-old Radu Agapi from Romania in Dublin Circuit Criminal Court yesterday on charges related to the use of false documentation to open bank accounts. And finally, a squabble between two Fine Gael candidates in Mayo over election posters provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The row centres on the removal of between 30 and 40 posters which had been put up by Senator Michelle Mulhern's campaign team but were removed on Tuesday morning by members of the team canvassing on behalf of former Mayo footballer Alan Dillon. Craig Hughes reports that the Gardaí were contacted about the removal of the posters but ceased their investigations after speaking to Fine Gael Director of Elections for Mayo, Tom Garvey. Mr Garvey tells the paper that the posters were taken down on his instruction because they had been put up in an area outside of Senator Mulhern's boundary.